Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living.
Before time began, I stood in the presence of the Eternal. I am but a servant created for His glory, yet even I cannot fully comprehend the One who was, who is, and who forever shall be. There is no beginning to Him, though I have witnessed beginnings beyond count. And yet this beginning, this was different. This was the beginning of all beginnings, the birth of what you now call existence. We, the host of heaven, were made to witness His glory, to reflect His brilliance, and to sing unending praise. Before there were stars or planets, even before time itself, there was Him, only Him. Perfect, complete, and yet He willed to create. Before the first dawn, before the concept of dawn, before time itself began its relentless march forward, I stood in the silence. A silence so profound, so complete, that it was not emptiness, but fullness, a pregnant stillness, brimming with potential. The void stretched infinitely, formless and empty, waiting for His voice to speak. And speak, He did. I will never forget the sound of His voice as it rang through the void. "Let there be light," He said. It was not a light you would recognize. No sun had been hung in the heavens, no stars scattered like jewels. This light was pure essence, a declaration of His presence. It carved through the darkness, not as a conqueror, but as a revealer. The darkness. Oh, it was not evil, for it too was His creation. But in the light, the chaos began to yield to form. I watched as He divided the light from the darkness. Day and night were born, though no celestial bodies yet marked their passage. Time itself took its first breath, measured by His decree. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. The universe was born in that moment, a symphony of light and energy, a testament to the boundless imagination of the One who spoke it into being. And as the echoes of His voice faded into the newly formed tapestry of existence, we, the angels, erupted in a chorus of praise, our voices joining the symphony of creation, a hymn of gratitude that echoed through the newborn universe. But He was just getting started. On the second day, His voice called forth the heavens. A vast expanse stretched out, separating the waters above from the waters below. It was like watching a master craftsman draw back a curtain, revealing a stage prepared for wonders yet to come. The heavens shimmered, a dome of endless potential, a canvas waiting for its stars. And there was evening and there was morning the second day. Then on the third day, He gathered the waters below the heavens. I saw them rush and swirl, obedient to His command, until they rested in their boundaries. Dry land appeared, its surface rugged and raw, yet full of promise. The seas roared their approval, their waves a symphony of gratitude. But He was not finished. "Let the land produce vegetation," He said, and from the barren ground sprang forth green. Burst forth like a song, like a symphony of life. Grasses swayed in unseen breezes, trees unfurled their leaves, flowers painted the earth in hues I could not name. Each blade of grass, each petal, each towering oak spoke of His creativity and care. They were not simply functional, they were beautiful, intricate, each one designed with intention. I could hardly comprehend it. The fragrance of life filled the air, though no creature yet breathed it. "It is good," He said, and it was. And there was evening, and there was morning the third day. On the fourth day, He turned His attention to the heavens. "Let there be lights in the expanse of the sky," He commanded, "to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark sacred times and days and years." And so the sun blazed into existence, a radiant source of warmth and life. The moon arose, a softer light to govern the night. Stars, innumerable stars, were scattered like diamonds across the velvet of the sky. Each one he named, each one he placed with purpose. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. By the fifth day, the waters had grown restless, longing to teem with life. He answered their yearning with a word. The seas came alive with creatures of every kind. Leviathans danced in the depths, their movements a hymn of praise. Schools of fish darted like silver streaks, and jellyfish pulsed with ethereal light. Above the waters, the skies too were filled. Birds took wing, their cries echoing across the earth. Eagles soared with regal grace. Sparrows flitted with joyful abandon. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. Then came the sixth day. I watched as the dry land stirred, as if awakening to its destiny. From its soil emerged creatures of every kind, mighty beasts that roamed the plains. Swift gazelles that leapt through the grass, creeping things that scuttled and burrowed. Each was crafted with care, each bearing the imprint of his imagination. And then he did something extraordinary. I remember the stillness before he spoke again, a stillness that seemed to reverberate through all of creation. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. After the image of God. What did this mean? And then I saw it, the dust of the earth shaped into a form, his breath filling its nostrils and life awakening in its eyes. Man. Unlike anything else he had made, man bore a reflection of the Creator himself. The man opened his eyes, and for the first time a creature gazed upon its Creator with understanding. He was given dominion over all that had been created, a steward of the earth's bounty. But the Creator was not done. From the man he brought forth a companion, a woman, a being of equal beauty and worth. Together they bore his image, a reflection of his nature, a mirror of his love. He blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground." When he finished, he surveyed all that he had made and declared it very good. And there was evening and morning the sixth day. On the seventh day, he rested, not because he was weary, for the Almighty does not grow tired. No, he rested to sanctify this day, to set it apart as holy. All creation stood still, basking in the glow of his completed work. In resting, the Creator set a rhythm, a pattern of rest and reflection, a reminder that creation was not just for work, but for worship. And I stood in silent awe, a witness to the birth of existence. The universe, vast and intricate, was not an accident. It was a masterpiece, crafted by one who is both artist and engineer, both poet and mathematician. Each atom, each star, each living soul bears his signature. As I stand here now, millennia later, gazing upon the earth he so lovingly crafted, I marvel at the intricacy of his design. For though I was there, though I saw it all unfold, I cannot fully grasp the depth of his wisdom, the breadth of his power, or the height of his love. But this I know, the Creator is good, and his creation is very good. The heavens declare his glory. The skies proclaim the work of his hands, and I, one of the heavenly host, am privileged to have seen it unfold. Even now, as I watch humanity explore and discover mysteries of the cosmos, I see his hand guiding, his voice calling, his light shining. And I know the story of creation is far from over. It is a story that will echo through eternity, testifying to the infinite power and love of the one who spoke it all into being. The cycles of seasons, the balance of ecosystems, the delicate dance of life all bear the signature of his hand. And today, humanity, though marred by sin, still carries the image of the Creator, a spark of the divine that nothing can extinguish.
That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.